Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion, not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Colombo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics. From politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc. Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Colombo's home on the Colombo Chronicles Live to your home, Colombo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose, Rose Colombo, right here for you on Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 12 to 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it's lunchtime in the good old USA, or it could be snack time if you're at work, for those who are allowed to go to work. Yes, we are under a dictatorship in the Democratic states, and they, in my opinion, are abusing their power, especially in California and New York. Then there's, of course, Washington and Oregon that might come in second and third. And then there's Virginia. A few other states as well who now become dictators, authoritarians, totalitarianism appears to be the issue of the day for many Americans who are told to shut up, sit down, be quiet, stay at home, and shop from home and work from home and learn from home. Never leave home without the ID 2020, which Gates and Fauci and the New World Order are pushing on the American people so that you can't travel, you can't work, you can't buy or sell, you can't go to school, you can't choose if you want to be a blue-collar worker or if you want to be a white-collar worker, if you want to be a lawyer, a doctor, or an Indian chief. Whatever you want to be is in their hands if they succeed and rig the elections, because God knows we need President Trump to be reelected if you want to keep America American. Because if you don't, then vote for Joe Biden. Joe Biden is under investigation, allegedly, over in the Ukraine. And as we know, his son was invested with Kerry's stepson in China and with top executives and big banksters. And that's communist China, CCP. And also in the Ukraine, and allegedly even Russia. So all our foreign enemies. And there you have it. And now we have Joe Biden speaking in the Arabic, in the Muslim language. And just today I saw a video where Joe Biden is praising the Muslim religion, the Muslim ideologies, the Muslim way of life, And he said the first thing he would do if he should be elected president is to ban end the ban on the Muslim nations, period, which means his intent is to do exactly what Obama and Hillary and the Democrats and the New World Order and the CFR all plan on doing, which is keeping the borders open, flooding our nation with apparently the Middle East, and changing and transforming the USA into a Muslim nation, which Rashida and Allison and the rest of the key speakers who have been in Congress or are in Congress have stated and caught on camera that that is their intent, to change the face of America and to put all Muslims in Congress, and of course then it would be vice president and president, which means that the United States Constitution would be eliminated, which is what Omar stated, that her goal is to dismantle the American system. And so there you have it. Biden on the second day, if he's elected January 2nd, 2021, would end the ban on Muslims and flood the nation with Muslims. Well, the Democrat governors, like in California and New York, are attacking the Christians, the Christian churches, the pastors, and all Christians, even though this nation was founded on a Christian foundation, whether you're a Christian or not. The framers wrote the Constitution, the supreme laws of the land, and rooted it into the Bible and the Ten Commandments and the God of the Bible, making this a Christian nation. And now the Democrats, including Biden, from his own words, and you can see the video if you go on my Facebook on MeWe.com and join me there, or on Twitter at Rose for Justice. You will hear him from his own words, and we already heard Obama for 8 years, while he and Hillary secretly flew in Palestinians who were members of or linked to Hamas, a terrorist organization who's mentored by Hezbollah, a bigger terrorist organization, and their goal was to migrate 5 million Palestinians linked to terrorist organizations or jihadists, whichever they are, and push through as many as possibly secret by flying them in at night, using DHS to bus them around, using Obamacare to force Americans to provide for all their necessities of life, which includes housing, cars, and overlooking polygamy, incest, bigamy, which is felonies in our country. So they let a lot of felons in our country as well, and anti-Americans. Not all, but we know, because they chanted on our sidewalks for 8 years or more, death to America, death to Americans, and death to Jews, and death to Israel. So we don't hear Biden praising America. We don't hear Harris praising America. How can Harris be slipped into the Oval Office if something happens to Joe Biden? Because Jill Biden said he's had 3 strokes and he has a hard time focusing on his sentences and words. So how can she be slipped into the Oval Office when she is not a natural-born America, unless they have suspended the Constitution or revoked the Constitution secretly as well, because everything they've done is in secret. But then we all know that secrets get leaked and secrets come out into the open when people of the light shine the light on their secrets, and then they point the finger at everybody else and blame the rest of the world. So I'm telling you right now to listen to that video before it's taken off the internet, which it will be. And Biden is saying the first thing he will do, his priority isn't America or Americans or the economy. It is to ban, to end the ban on Muslim nations, all Muslim nations, whether they are anti-American, jihadists, terrorists, and who are seeking to change and transform the United States of America into an all-Muslim nation. And this is why the Democrats, in my opinion, are attacking the Christian churches across this nation, the Catholic churches, God, Bible, prayer, singing, and chanting, anything that has to do with Christianity and the Bible and Jews who worship the same God of the Bible and believe in the same Old Testament in the Bible. So I just wanted to make sure that you look at that video before it is taken down, and I guarantee you it will be taken down. But on that note, I'm going to enter into the world of the issues of the day today. And that is because we have a very special returning guest, and very happy to have him with us today because he's an entrepreneur, he's a successful businessman, he's a consultant, and so he had decided to expand his background and his career and his knowledge, and he has a new purpose in life, which is to help save and join with the patriots, you and me, who are concerned about our freedom, as well as stopping human traffickers from kidnapping children for sex slaves, sex labor. Do you know some of those little children are forced to have tiny little babies? Children are forced to have sex with adult males, sickos who have sex with children, and those children are forced several times a day. Some are kept in cages, believe it or not. Some are kept underground. Some are kept in basements. So it's very heroic for anyone who steps up to the plate and, like President Donald J. Trump and his team who have been assisting in shutting down child trafficking and patriots who are helping to share the information, wake up the country with our special guest, and his name is Rob Raskin. So we're going to talk about topics that MSM doesn't want to talk about and suppresses or suspends us who do speak out from getting our message out. So we are in a very serious situation in our country right now because America is the only hope for the rest of the world where suppression, oppression, and depression is happening, and where communism and Marxism is taking hold, and the Sharia law, which is the same basically as communism and Marxism, where they suppress all the masses and you have no freedom, no rights, and no liberty, and neither do your children. They become wards of the state, which in we are seeing happening slowly and surely over the past, I don't know how many years, after World War II. It's a very slow process, but they didn't give up, and they're consistent and insistent, and their goal is to create rich and poor and enslave those survivors who don't die from starvation eventually and thirst and turn us into a third world country, in my opinion. So on that note, let's take a break, and then we'll return and we'll invite our very special guest, Rob Raskin, to join us on Columbo Chronicles Live.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. Yes, we're live, or I wouldn't be speaking to you, right? Yes, we're very alive, thank God, and every day above the ground is a blessing. So we can bring this information to you because you're not going to hear it on MSM. You are not going to get this. And Rob and I have many years of knowledge about what has been happening in this country and trying to bring it to you. Many people didn't believe it for many, many years, of course, because it's too difficult for us to believe our own government, not everyone, but so many, would be involved in overthrowing the Constitution and taking control of your children, and that now taking control of all of us by keeping us locked down. It is unimaginable in the United States of America, and the world is begging us to stand strong and tall and fight back, because their fear is that it will happen to them if the United States were to fall into the hands of the New World Order, which is the United Nations, with their Agenda 21 to depopulate us. So let's say hello to Rob Raskin and welcome him to Colombo Chronicles. And how are you doing, Rob?
Well, hi, Rose. Thank you for having me on. I'm doing great. I'm working hard as always, morning till night, on trying to get the word out. You're doing a great job of bringing all of the critical points to life, and you're right. We're in the 11th hour, and America depends on what we do in the next 27 days. And so we've got our work cut out for us.
We do, and we only have a few days to do it, to wake up more and more people. They need to go to the polls and vote for Donald Trump. We cannot let Pelosi and Schumer and the Democrats and Biden and Harris and these people rig the elections with these mail-in ballots and dead people voting and dumping vote, paying people to dump the ballots into the trash, and then illegals voting and voting in more than one county. We know all that's happening, so every American needs to get to the polls if possible. Otherwise, of course, they have to mail in, but if possible. And our lives depend on it, and the future of the children's lives depend on it. And one of the important issues, and I know you're concerned about it as well as I am, is the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett and being nominated by President Trump and for appointment into the U.S. Supreme Court. And so what do you think is happening in that area?
Well, in that area, first of all, that ninth seat can't the importance of that seat really can't be overstated, because that ninth seat could come down to the future of our country. And what I mean by that is that the voter fraud is so extensive, because we can see that in some polls, mainstream media says Biden's up by 18%, and we can see that he's got thick little circles when he has get-togethers, while President Trump has so many thousands upon thousands of patriots out there. So we know that in a fair election, Biden has no chance at all, but Biden's camp has 600 attorneys on staff ready to try to litigate their way into the White House. So they have no intention of conceding, and they have every intention of fighting in every important jurisdiction. And at some point, it may very well be the case that the decision of who won the election goes to the Supreme Court. And if that's the case, to have Barrett in there as that ninth judge, because otherwise we run the risk, a very real risk, of having a 4-4 push in the Supreme Court. And that will create a constitutional crisis where both sides will say that they won, and we will have even more turmoil than we have in the country right now. So Barrett's nomination was made, but her confirmation is critical. Now, on Monday, October 12th, there's supposed to be the start of the hearings for 2 weeks to conclude on October 26th. And then on October 29th, there is supposed to be a vote. And we have 53, they have 47. We can't trust a few of ours, I'm not sure if any of the Democrats will vote to confirm her. Last time in 2017, three Democrats voted to confirm her. One of them is no longer in the Senate, but two still are. So it'll be very interesting to see if we get that confirmation, as we certainly should. There's no real grounds for not confirming her. And so, and I think she will be confirmed. And that is a critical, critical piece of the puzzle for us, because the voter fraud is so extensive, it's just off the charts at this point.
Yes, and the other reason is because I don't know anyone who wants to see Nancy Pelosi legally slipped into the Oval Office as President of the United States if there is no decision made. And that can happen, that she would legally be slipped in. And I see her seeing herself as being President of the United States, just like Hillary Clinton, because they are focused on power and control. You can see that they don't want to retire, and they do not want to give up for that seat to be the first female Democrat in the Oval Office. And they also, continue on with their Democrat New World Order, socialist, communist, Marxist type of agendas, where they are with Obama, who is attempting to change and transform America, along with Holder and so many others, into a foreign nation of foreign ideologies that would eliminate freedom, liberty, rights, and the American system, as Ilhan Omar stated, that she supports dismantling the American system, which should be grounds to remove her from office, but nobody's going to remove her from office no matter what she does. And the Democrats, with all their money, fund the squad. They fund Black Lives Matter. They fund Antifa, and nobody does anything to them because we have so many rhinos who accepted money from Soros, Gates, and all the rest of them. So it's it's a really power struggle here, and God forbid that Biden or Pelosi would be placed in the Oval Office in 2021, because Rob, the first thing, I just watched the video that is being suppressed, is Biden's praising the Muslim Quran, which is a political and religious ideology that's bonded together and can't be separated, and it demands and requires and mandates everyone follow it. And the first thing he says is the first thing he will do if he's elected is he will end the ban on all Muslim nations, regardless if they're anti-American, terrorists, or jihadists, or anything else. They will just flood our nation and change and transform it. That is a very frightening statement he made.
Yes, and also he wants to introduce and teach Islam in the schools. So in addition to everything you mentioned, he also wants to try to replace Judaism and Christianity with Islam in the schools from an early age. So they are absolutely, there's no question that we're at war with the deep state. And there's no question.
We're not only at war with
life.
The deep state. Excuse me, but we're not only at war with the deep state. We're also at war with foreign enemy nations, which is the Middle East, especially Iran, and we're at war with China.
CCP, sure.
So we're at poor President Trump. He has so many. He and us have so many enemies coming against the United States of America and God, Christianity, Jews, Christian churches, Catholicism, Catholic churches, priests, anybody who's pro-life, anybody who's patriotic, anyone who wants to fly a flag now in America. They are anti-Americans, and they, in my opinion, are domestic enemies of our country. What do you think about that?
I think that they're absolutely domestic terrorists and they should be treated that way. But the problem is that, like, our FBI, for example, is so compromised that they're doing absolutely nothing. You've got Christopher Wray, who's the director of the FBI, telling people that Antifa is an ideology, which is where Biden picked it up to repeat it from. You've got Wray telling people that there's no such thing, there's no evidence of voter fraud when it's happening all over the country. You've got Wray telling people that there's no evidence of arson, where it is so obvious, it's ridiculous. Aside from the arrests, somebody took a picture, an aerial view of the Washington-Canadian border, and lo and behold, climate change was smart enough to stop at the border, because all the fires that go up all the way to the Canadian border stop at the border. So clearly, 4 million acres have been burned down this year alone. They're doing a great job of destroying our country, and the director of the FBI is busy saying, I don't see anything. So we definitely have a tremendous war within our country going on.
We do. We have domestic enemies in our country. We have foreign enemies within our country. They've infiltrated into all branches of government, into the Department of Education, into the Department of Health. We have billionaires running the Department of Health and Big Pharma. We have billionaires telling us we have to lock, not the government, billionaires and millionaires and doctors like Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, who are funded by Bill Gates and since 1984, and the WHO and the CDC, and the CDC is a vaccine corporation that makes billions of dollars, like WHO and Gates and all the investors on Wall Street, off of Big Pharma and vaccinations. They not just want to vaccinate you once, they want to keep vaccinating babies and children and Americans forever. And they don't even care to tell you, like Dr. Fauci, I have never heard him state that like the other doctors who were being suppressed in their license attack were telling them that HCQ or these other, there's a new research in a new medication in Australia that they say cures you in 48 hours from COVID. There's another one that President Trump just used, the doctors used on President Trump. And then there's researchers and doctors saying a vaccine does not cure a virus, period. And we have treatments to cure the virus. But if you make these statements online, you are cut off. You are suspended. You are banned or whatever, you know, they want to do to you. And or they only allow so many people to see whatever you wrote, or only you can see it. There's all sorts of what games they play online. And so these doctors who are coming out and saying this is also what you need to take, like the vitamins and the supplements and so forth, to stay, keep your immune system strong, I've never heard Dr. Fauci inform one, even one time, inform Americans what they can do to keep their immune system strong. The only thing he talks about is masks and goggles, more plastic to go dumped into the oceans and in the environment, in plastic gloves, plastic goggles, plastic masks. And they're all made in China, so China's getting rich from Americans while they unleash the COVID, and we're paying China to, you know, by being forced to buy the mask and wear all these different items that he says we should wear to be safe. And all this is fear-mongering when, you know, God gave us an immune system, a built-in immune system. We have 22 trillion viruses inside of our bodies. We would be dead. We wouldn't even be alive if we didn't have a strong immune system. And so
absolutely,
he gave us a nose and a mouth to breathe naturally, breathe in fresh air, exhale carbon monoxide. Dr. Fauci and all the rest of them are saying, and these governors who aren't doctors are telling us we have to wear masks, even though they know that we are breathing in all these germs that are collected in the mask, going back into our pores, into our noses, into our mouths, and causing dental problems, gum problems, according to the dentist, health problems, according, and skin care problems, according to the doctors, and we're breathing in carbon monoxide. And so, which causes people to become hot, anxious, sweaty, angry, and fear-monger. And so this is, I mean, this is insanity, because if you really fear people and you fear leaving your home and going outside without a mask, then stay home. Shop online. Never go out again. Never kiss your loved ones. Never hold hands. Never shake hands. Never go outside again. Just stay in your home and be locked down. But healthy people who are in a free, who are free people in a free nation, who elected these people to do the will of the people in accordance with the Constitution, in my opinion, have been abusing their power, and they are destroying the family, they are destroying businesses, they are destroying jobs, they are causing emotional tendencies towards suicide, crime, anger, because idle minds is the devil's playground. And so you've got all these children, you've got all these children with idle minds, and you've got all these parents who are worried about, how am I going to feed my kids?
Yeah, and the mask, everybody knows that the mask is a joke. There was no mask for SARS. There was no mask for avian flu. There was no mask for H1N1. There was no mask. Absolutely don't need the mask. When you post on Facebook, you're exactly right. I just was suspended for 3 days last weekend for making a post about Dr. Tyson in California, who successfully treated 1,700 patients, with only one having to go to the hospital and recovering and no deaths. The medication that President Trump is on, remdesivir, along with zinc, vitamin C, and vitamin D, got him back up to speed very quickly, and that's as a 74-year-old man with an extra few pounds on him. And then Invectramin is the medication in Australia, and that is supposedly less than a dollar, and one dose cures this very faint virus, which they keep saying is a novel virus, but it's actually 78% the same as the SARS virus. So it's not a totally novel virus. They took the SARS virus, they made a little change to it. They have a patent for it, which means it didn't come naturally. They have a patent for the vaccine, and the vaccine comes from Gates and his organization, which is really hilarious considering that he can't even fix a virus in Windows. And now all of a sudden he's going to try to fix a virus for 7.8 billion people, when he's actually saying that conservatively 780,000 of those 7.8 billion people are going to have negative results just from – this is a guy who's been pro-population reduction since he was groomed by his father, who – was part of the Planned Parenthood movement, going all the way back to Margaret Sanger. These people have been pro-reducing the population. And now all of a sudden, the guy who is reducing the population, who was thrown out of India for his negative impact on his vaccines, and admitted that some of his vaccines intentionally sterilized those people to control the population, all of a sudden, he's pushing for a vaccine for everybody. And if Trump doesn't get in and these people are allowed to take over, they absolutely will use that vaccine to control us to the point of not being able to travel. And depending on if they go to a cashless society, they're not even being able to function unless we submit to them inoculating us with their vaccines. So our entire life, as we know it, depends not only on getting President Trump and Mike Pence reelected, but also to make sure that we check the boxes all the way down the ballot for every Republican that's running. We have to take control of the House, and we have to take stronger control of the Senate in order to be able to take down the deep state and get regain control of our country and of our lives.
Absolutely, and it actually is the mark of the beast, and if they succeed, and we can stop it if Americans vote for President Trump. We can stop it, and because otherwise, like Biden said, he's going to flood our nation with Middle East persons and foreigners, and we're going to be overwhelmed because they believe in polygamy, they believe in incest, they believe in that it's a man's right to rape women and even marry children. I mean, their whole ideology is antithetical to the Christian Bible and Christian beliefs. And so this is a very, very, it's about everything. It's about losing our freedom, liberty, rights, sovereignty, and our children and grandchildren to a tyrannical government that would be called the one world government or one world order that will be in total disorder to gain that sort of power. And many people will die. Many people will die because even Gates said, oh, well, if 10 million people die, you know, after they're vaccinated, we're still saving lives. How are you saving lives? They donate to Planned Parenthood. They donate for the to spread it throughout the world. People don't even know, Rob, that about December of 2007, Obama, Biden, and they became president and vice president. Feinstein became an important senator on financial committees. And then there's Hillary Clinton, who became Secretary of State. And there was John Kerry, and he was allowed to make that Iran deal of $150 billion to a foreign enemy, Iran, who now offers a reward to assassinate the president of the United States and has always threatened to wipe out America. And then they're all invested in China. All of them have big investments in China and communist China, who our parents, grandparents, whoever, went to war to save Europe from the communists, and they did, and they were successful so that they could not spread communism into the USA. But unfortunately, communists are here. They're admitted they're here. We have BLM who admit they are Marxists, and they're here to dismantle the Constitution, the American system. We have the Squad doing the same thing, the Muslim Brotherhood organization stated they support Black Lives Matter, and they're telling us, MSM is telling us, these are peaceful protests where we're watching entire cities burning down, people losing their American dream of spending their life savings to build a business and put people to work. Not only did they lose their businesses, people lost their jobs in this country. And we have governors who released prisoners from prison, felons, jihadists, onto our streets, who probably joined the rioters because they have nowhere else to go. And so because they didn't want them to get coronavirus. But, Rob, if you don't wear a mask in these Democrat cities and you're not BLM or Antifa member, guess what? They want to put you, arrest you, and put you in jail instead. Does that make any sense?
No, and not only does it make any sense, but I always ask the same question. As a matter of fact, I wear a shield. I refuse to wear a mask. I wear the plastic shield just so the businesses don't get fined for having somebody in there without a mask. But I wear the plastic shield, and I've been meaning to put a little statement on the bottom of it that says, ask me about the homeless. And the reason why I want to put that on my mask, is so on my shield, is so when people say, well, what about the homeless? I can say I've got great news about the homeless. They're all still very much alive. No mask, no distancing, no sanitizer. They're still laying in the street. They're still right on top of each other in tents, and every single one of them are still alive. So let's keep wearing our mask, and let's keep safe distance, and let's keep some of our
businesses
closed. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's a control mechanism. It's a money maker. It's a money maker for those who invested long before they even announced COVID. They invested in these mask and testing kits, including the World Bank, long before they even announced COVID was a problem or unleashed. Did you know that?
Yeah. Yes, and what they're looking to do is destroy as many businesses as possible. When you watch Cuomo in New York and you see all of these businesses shut down, many of them shut down forever, and the same in San Francisco under Pelosi, every one of those destroyed businesses is a victory for the other side, because in order to be able to bring communism in, you have to have people starving to death and willing to put their hand out and accept help. And so by destroying business after business after business after business, the end effect is that now people don't have a livelihood. They don't have food. They're worried about how they're going to feed their children, and they're willing to submit. And that's exactly what they're doing when BLM says we are Marxists and we will take over this country, and the squad says the same thing. That's exactly what they're doing. We are at war with domestic terrorists, and
one of the jihadists that belongs to the Muslim Brotherhood actually was caught on camera stating that this is our time. This is our time when BLM started burning down America. And the Muslim Brotherhood has a publishing company, and Huma's parents work for the publishing company. And they actually had books that were on Amazon, but I can't find them any longer. I think they took them down, where they instructed people, their jihadists, on how to start wildfires and burn down the USA. And Black Lives Matter leaders have stated that if we don't get what we want, we will burn the U.S. to ashes. And then they try to backtrack when they're, you know, confronted with their statements. But that's exactly what they stated, and those are the books that the jihadists published on how to set wildfires and burn down the USA. So I don't know why, if I can take that seriously for the past 12 years, well, whenever Obama got into office and I found this information and saw the books online, why the government didn't take it as seriously on the right side and stop this infiltration into our country by Hillary and Obama and the Democrats, who used $20 million of our tax dollars to pre-plan, and even Michelle Bachmann has talked about it long ago, and somehow they've silenced her because I haven't heard a peep out of her ever since she revealed that. And they used the United States Refugee Agency to bypass TSA and the borders as much as possible because they didn't want them vetted. And so they brought them through the U.S. Refugee Agency and the whistleblowers in those agencies. There was a few whistleblowers that I listened to online, and they stated that they were offered financial incentives to push through as many as possible and as quickly as possible, because the goal was 5 million Palestinians and Somalians, who we know are all tied to Hamas and Hezbollah and all these organizations. And people have forgotten that under Obama, that when the jihadists were allowed to, you know, to post their videos, they were stating, we're here. ISIS was stating, we're here. We're going to attack your police. We're going to attack their families. We're going to attack the schools and your children. People forgot about that. I didn't forget. And
it's a bigger problem than we realize, because we've got over 100,000 of those felons released from prisons. And they're not all in the street. Like in New York, for example, de Blasio has a $2 million a night tab to keep the majority of the prisoners that he released from Rikers Island in hotels, because they're waiting to be able to utilize them when they need them. Because de Blasio is a self-avowed communist. Obviously, working as hard as he can to destroy New York. And between him and Cuomo, they release those prisoners. They put them up so that they know where they are when they need them. And so November 3rd is supposed to be the flashpoint where these people come out of the woodwork and start to really cause havoc, mostly in the blue state, because really half the country is still red. The governors in the red states have the police on alert, and there basically is peace in those cities and states in the red states. But the plandemic, the whole fake police stand down, and the BLM and Antifa, who are supposedly not violent, that's all going on in the blue states. And so the all hell is supposed to break loose when the election results are announced on November 3rd, even though they probably won't be final, because then they're first going to try to count all the votes, all the ballots that they have, to overcome the number. So in other words, if Trump wins by 100,000 votes in a state, and now they've got 7 days to count the outstanding votes, all they have to do is count 100,001 votes for Biden and say, well, the initial was 100,000 in favor of Trump, but the final is one vote in favor of Biden. So that number on November 3rd is really a benchmark number for the Democrats of, okay, so now how do we have to manufacture, how many ballots do we have to manufacture in order to be able to win? And that's why I say that ninth seat in the Supreme Court is so critical, because it's going to be litigated issues. And the ballots in a lot of these states have no signature requirement. And by rights, the Supreme Court should dismiss those ballots, because if they're not validated, then they shouldn't count. And so we have to have control of that Supreme Court. We have to have that ninth seat in order to be able to go to the Supreme Court with some confidence that they're going to rule based on the Constitution. We can't count on John Roberts, who, by the way, most people don't know, John Roberts is the one who appointed every FISA court judge.
Yeah, we cannot count on Justice John Roberts. I wrote to him in 2008 or before the inauguration, and in support of Attorney Philip Berg's lawsuit that complained that the people needed a hearing, because we didn't believe that Obama was eligible to be a United States president. So I wrote a letter in support to each justice, including Roberts, and said that if you do not go through with this complaint by the American people, who have standing because we are paying their wages. Hello? And we are the voters, and we are the government. You guys are all elected and appointed and paid by taxpayers, us, we the government. And so anyway, I wrote in a nice, respectful letter, and I said, you know, the downside to this is that, number one, we could be voting in and inaugurating a foreign enemy, a foreign spy. We could be an illegal, an ineligible president of the United States. And so, so I listed all these things, and that, you know, and I said, it could set a precedent in the future, which I believe it has, since Kamala Harris is not a natural born American and Joe Biden's had three strokes, and for some reason, heaven forbid that he should, be removed for whatever reason. How on earth, and I was correct, that this could set a bad precedent in the future, that in illegal, ineligible, or foreign enemy of the United States Constitution, foreign spy, could be put into the Oval Office. And so he ignored all that, and he denied the lawsuit and the hearing. And so then, and he's denied everything since that as far as upholding the Constitution, like when he approved Obamacare, which his vote was crucial to that. So you're talking about a crucial vote. Yes, we need the appointment of Amy Coney Barrett into the U.S. Supreme Court now, not later, now, and because that vote is crucial. And then Obama, who allegedly was appointed as our elected president of the Law Review, the Harvard Law Review, but has nothing to review so far, when Kagan was the dean, she was involved in a project after the Prince of Saudi Arabia donated millions of dollars to Harvard and Georgetown. And then Obama got elected, and then she got appointed as Solicitor General. And she allegedly, from what I read, which they scrubbed from the internet again, was representing Obamacare, in support of Obama and Obamacare, in the Supreme Court. And then Obama, right before the election, appointed her as the Supreme Court, you know, nominated her and then appointed her as a Supreme Court justice right before they voted on Obamacare. So these steps have all been taken carefully by the left. And they are, this goes back a very, very long way, because most of these people, key people on the left, have known each other for decades. And they're the
and
same
the
people involved
back,
in this agenda.
Key goes back to the Clinton Foundation, because when that information is made public and the information on Wiener's laptop is made public, one insider said that it will affect implicate 98% of everybody in Washington, D.C., because there's so many things that have occurred that are totally criminal. And so President Trump unredacting all of the documentation with regards to Hillary's emails and with regards to all of the paperwork, all the documents related to the coup, by him unredacting and releasing all of those documents, that may very well be the impetus to finally break all of the corruption wide open, because the stalemate right now is that you've got people in the FBI who have access or a copy of the hard drive from Wiener's laptop that is beyond description. And so they're saying, if we go down, if we get indicted, we will release this information. And so that would be devastating to not only to Hillary and to Obama and to Biden and to all of those people, but there are also heads of state and former heads of state throughout the world that have been involved in some of what has been going on, especially in the Clinton Foundation, human trafficking, et cetera. So right now we are at it's like the 11th hour for the deep state. If you're them, you have to win, because otherwise you're going to be blown completely apart. And I don't think they can stop it at this point, but that's why they're essentially saying, this is the 11th hour. We're bringing in all our guns, everything that we can bring in. We're either going to win or we're going to burn this country down. That's exactly right.
Yeah,
exactly,
they are, because they don't want to go to the five-star hotel at Gitmo.
Yep. And that's exactly where they're headed. And I don't think they can stop it, but they've been trying. And the stalemate for the last 4 years has been that because of how explosive the documentation is, they've been unwilling to indict the feds and have the feds that get indicted. Because, I mean, let's face it, the CIA, the FBI, the IRS, the DOJ, they're all so badly compromised that it's just absolutely terrible. The FBI is with Comey and Strzok and Page. Now it just came out, Hillary's emails went to Brennan saying we need to come up with this Russian hoax. And so that's what's being released and unredacted. So it came from Hillary to Brennan. Then from Brennan, Brennan met with Obama and Biden. And then from meeting with Obama and Biden, they then met with Comey and Strzok and Page. This was a total hoax from the beginning, from Hillary to Brennan, to Obama, to Biden, to Comey, to Strzok, to Page, and others. And so every one of them have each other's back, because if any of them get indicted, they'll take all the others down with them. So that's the challenge that Barr has, and that's why there's been no meaningful arrests so far. But now that all of the documents are unredacted, and it's going to be playing on the news, and it's going to be all over for everyone to see, it's I think this is maybe our time for finally for meaningful arrests to be made.
Well, purging the country of all these sins, these evil sins that have been going on based on greed and sex and power and control, forming a cabal that believes that they are all powerful, that money, you know, is going to protect them, that they can pay all these attorneys, and these attorneys are going to be able to protect them and drag their cases on forever and ever until they die, and then no one gets punished, because a lot of them are seniors, baby boomers, or elderly now, because they never took steps in the beginning to stop the Clintons going all the way back to Arkansas, and they never took steps to remove George H.W. Bush from office when he stood on television, and you can still see that online so far, and pledged his allegiance to the New World Order, which is a pledging allegiance to an international body, which many of them have. And even
going back to 1984,
And that's the same year that they appointed Fauci and gave him all these medals and all this stuff to do this research on HIV/AIDS, and nobody wore a mask. And they wouldn't even declare it a contagious disease or anything like that. And so they protected the gays in a way by, you know, saying, oh, we're not going to declare this as a national, you know, emergency or contagious or anything like that. But here we have a flu, and now we have all this, all these communist control methods to keep you locked down in your home indefinitely, which is imprisoning healthy people who have the right to work, who have the right under the United States Constitution and state laws to exercise their right to work and to earn money to sustain their lifestyle and the necessities of life, which includes shelter, food, education, work, businesses, and medications, and travel, and so forth. We the people have a right to sustain our necessities of life. And these people who are denying these rights of healthy people to maintain their businesses and work, to maintain their lifestyle and the necessities of life, are actually crimes against humanity, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. It's totally tyrannical. They have no right. My argument is, even if the mask helps, and there was a study recently done, and out of 10 different styles of masks, 3 of the 10 masks actually cause more harm than good, because the droplets still get through the mask, but they get broken down in size. And the more small the droplets are, the further that they propel. So 3 of the 10 masks are actually more dangerous than not wearing a mask. But that aside, even if it's the case that the mask helps, you cannot tell people who are free people, you are the hired people, meaning the governor of the state, you cannot force me to wear a mask for the rest of my life. You just don't have the constitutional right to do that. You can
they don't even have the constitutional right to lock you down indefinitely.
Right. That's exactly right, because it's not quarantining. Quarantine is taking someone who's sick and separating them from the rest of the population. House arrest is when you take healthy people and tell them, if you come out of your house, we're going to arrest you. That is house arrest. That is not quarantine. And so they do tricks with the language. Same thing with social distancing. There's nothing social about telling people you have to stay 6 feet apart. You can't hug each other. You can't touch each other. You can't see your loved one if they're in the hospital. There's nothing social about that. That's anti-social distance. So they play
games.
That's
being in prison,
and
because
getting
that's
away
what
with
they
it.
Do in that's what they do in prisons. So they freed the prisoners, and they're imprisoning people in their homes. And if you don't follow their rules, which is communism, then we're going to arrest you if you go sing in church or you hug your loved one or you have friends over to your home. You can no longer live. You may as well just forget it. You may as well just put a bag over your head, because this is your life now. You are our prisoner. And basically, you're in a jail cell. And so if you don't wear a mask to go in a store, oh my God, they're not going to let you buy food. Hello.
Yeah, exactly.
And then,
right.
And they put so much fear mongering out there that there are people out there who like freak out. You know, they'll attack people because they're not wearing a mask. I mean, this is so insane. These Democrats have done such a great job, and Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates, at this fear mongering, and yet. Guess what Dr. Fauci does when the camera and the lights are off? He rips his mask off, and he's the one who stated on camera, masks are for optics and show, and it makes people feel protected.
Yeah, and if we let them get their way in the unlikely event that the voter fraud is extensive enough and Biden would ever get in, that means that whole group now, that whole enemy, they will do the same thing with the vaccine, where if you don't have a vaccine, you can't go out. You can't go to, you know, in public. You can't get into a store. Because what most people don't realize on the vaccine is that Gates has an app that just goes on your phone. And so somebody standing at the door of a business would simply have that phone, hold up that app, and see if you have the chip. And if you don't have the chip.
And do you know what Gates is doing? Do you know what that is? He is.
Yes.
Undermining the United States Constitution and overthrowing the government with the app.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what they're going to, if Biden would ever
get in.
And
so they should all be sitting before a grand jury right now, because those types of agendas, in my opinion, undermining the United States Constitution and overthrowing the government to take control of you, your children, your grandchildren, the entire nation, and then the world.
Yeah, and how frustrating.
So people should look
at
it in a different light. People should look at it in a different light, that this is an attack on our freedom.
Yeah, it's an attack on America and on Americans, and we cannot let it prevail. And that's why we need to be very, very vigilant with regards to voting for Mike Pence, Donald Trump, and every Republican in the House and the Senate, and supporting them, because they are the difference. And President Trump is the leader of our patriots and of America and of Americans. Really, it's the red team versus the blue team, and Trump is the captain of the red team. And every one of us need to support him 1,000% and make sure that he can do the job of defeating the deep state and bringing America back where it needs to be.
Thank you so much, Rob. We'll have to have you back again, because we didn't even touch on even a third of what we wanted to discuss.
But we sure have fun.
We do. And we hope that we've enlightened, empowered, and gave people food for thought so that they can think about these things and take action to stop the deep state from imprisoning us and controlling us, because Bill Gates is not my daddy. So that's how
right.
I feel about it.
Absolutely.
So God bless you. God bless you, Rob, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Same to
bye
you,
bye.
Rose. Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right. And Rob Raskin has left the building, and I have to leave the building. But good news, Donald Trump is back in the Oval Office. Vote for Donald Trump. Vote for freedom, liberty, and rights. Vote against the deep state. Be your own person. Be free and enjoy liberty and rights for not just yourself, but for your children, and the right to work and sustain your lifestyle, and stop being dependent on the government and waiting for them to send us a check. That is communism. That is not Americanism. God bless you, patriots. Keep up the good work. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.